Jack White with Archbishop Harold Holmes. That's new music here on Radio 9, and this is Bo Diddley. Radio 9. Dwayne Eddy's going to take us to news time on Radio 9.
story news in New York. I'm Mitch McCann. Hundreds of illegal immigrants have been detained and deported, according to the new Trump administration. The White House says the raids have been carried out as part of Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said 538 illegal immigrant criminals were arrested on Thursday, including, she said, a suspected terrorist and four members of a Venezuelan gang. Those raids taking place in multiple cities, including Boston, Denver, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Seattle, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Levitt also said that hundreds of illegal immigrant criminals had also been deported via military aircraft, all part of President Donald Trump's plan to carry out what he's described as the largest mass deportation operation in U.S. history. However, some cities, including New York and Chicago, have already said they won't allow their local law enforcement to help detain and deport immigrants. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
The United Nations has confirmed that it's now received official correspondence from Washington to withdraw from the World Health Organization. On Monday, President Donald Trump ordered that the U.S. withdraw from the Global Health Organization, as well as pause all funding to the body. Jody Jacobs has more.
The United Nations says it received official confirmation of the U.S.'s withdrawal from the WHO in a letter dated the 22nd of January 2025. According to certain provisions in law, the withdrawal will take 12 months. In the meantime, though, Donald Trump has ordered that his government's budget office immediately pause future transfers of any funds, support, or resources to the WHO. Washington has also recalled all U.S. government personnel working with the organization. This move by Trump, according to experts, will impact the WHO's ability to address major health crises. The U.S. president may also face yet another possible lawsuit, with some saying he needs Congress's approval to withdraw from the world body. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has been visiting disaster zones following last year's hurricane in North Carolina and recent fires in Los Angeles. Mr. Trump again criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency for its response to the hurricanes in North Carolina. Rare red weather warnings, meaning there's a danger to life, are in force in Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. Storm Eowyn will bring gusts of 100 miles an hour in some areas. Millions of people in the UK are being told to stay at home and not to travel in the storm. Meteorologist John Hammond says the forecast is bleak.
There will be power outages, there will be major travel disruption, and it's going to be a day of significant damage, I'm afraid.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Another challenge for the Green Hornet. His aide, Cato, and their rolling arsenal, the Black Beauty. On police records, a wanted criminal. The Green Hornet is really
Jay Thurber.
His dual identity known only to his secretary and to the district attorney. And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent citizens, rides the Green Hornet.
Through my
6 Donovan on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your time with me this afternoon. It is very much appreciated. Don't forget, you can check in with me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com.
We love you. We love you. We love you as a listener. Yes, we do.
Let your input affect our output. You say him, we play him on the Big 900 in Pittsburgh. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. Pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We heard from David Clayton Thomas and the Bossman last hour. Figure might as well hear from BST this hour. There's a new poll out from the Associated Press. They asked voters, Democrats and Republicans, how do you feel about billionaires advising the president? The actual quote, of course, Donald Trump getting a lot of advice these days from Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk, who are three people who have never been in my kitchen. Who are three people I wouldn't trust to water my plants for the weekend. But anyways, the question was, do you think it would be a good thing, neither good or bad thing, or very bad thing, if the president relies on billionaires for advice about government policy? Only 12% of U.S. adults say it would be a good thing. 60% say it would be very or somewhat bad. So 60% of Americans right now feeling maybe we should eat the rich. So the follow-up question is, do you think they'd be better with A1 sauce or barbecue? 333-9627.
Timothy, Timothy,
10% of Americans saying that they think billionaires should be more involved in giving advice to the president. It sounds to me like I had to invest my entire retirement future in to companies that make guillotines. What do you think about that?
Taking you back to the realms and depths of time.
Support for NPR comes from the Soylent Corporation, manufacturing protein-rich food products in a variety of colors. Soylent Green is people.
We'll be right back.
check of your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We had some audio potholes on that record. Figure out who's been sandpapering our LPs again. The original hits by the original artists on the original scratchy records with the original scratchy turntables. Here are the Beatles on Radio 9. Beatles on Radio 9. W-A-A. 124 Chime Time. New music from Smashing Pumpkins coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Captain Jack from Munhall called 412-385-7450. He wanted to know what kind of a nut would woke up at 3 o'clock this morning to watch a tennis match from Australia. And Captain Jack said it was him. He was up this morning. American Madison Keys used some wicked wrist action to win her first victory in the 2025 Australian Open Women's Singles Final. In two out of three sets she took becomes the third American woman to win that tournament since 2002, joining Serena Williams and Sophia Kennan. So, Captain Jack, you can go take a nap. So that's the thing. This show puts a lot of people to sleep anyways. At the half, Syracuse Orange men leading the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team by a score of 33-32. We'll check sports for you in about a half an hour from now. What else to tell you about? It's been quite a week for the news, hasn't it? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And sometimes you don't want to know about the news. You just want to kick back and relax, maybe with a little nosh and a cup of coffee. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I always wonder about those savory hand pies. Are they made with real hands, do you think?
Everybody talks about the weather.
Are those related to finger sandwiches?
And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear.
You're chewing your nails, but that's ridiculous.
Whether you believe it or not.
Excuse me, there's knuckles and hair in my sandwich. A slight chance of snow this afternoon, mostly cloudy, with a high near 34. Well, don't tell anyone else, mister. Everyone else will want one. A chance of snow overnight, mostly cloudy, low 27. Cloudy on Sunday, high 32. Monday, sunny, high 34. Tuesday, scattered snow showers, partly sunny, 37. And then on Wednesday, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 40. 33 right now in Washington County. It's 32 in Beaver County. 30 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Warwood in Oakland. 32 right now in WRCT.
So I found a postcard from the cross. Said, hey, hi, how are you? The weather's fine. If you like that kind of view. What flies away?
Smashing Pumpkins here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are at the halfway mark. Don't forget, we'll have more news for you at 2 o'clock. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31, and this is Betty Wright to sing about the cleanup woman. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation, this is Radio 9. On Radio 9, 412-385-7450, 385-7440. Also on Blue Sky, Mastodon, and Facebook at Jay Thurber Show. This is Chris Farlow on Radio 9.
Ever seen a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side? Ever seen a young girl growing old, make herself a bride? So what becomes of you, my love, when they have finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that your granddad's had to sweat so you could buy?
And
Maple Creek Zone, the folks on Radio 9 over on Blue Sky at Jay Thurber. Lily says, love it when you play Timothy. Can we take the freshly harvested billionaires to one of the new farm-to-table restaurants and have them whip up a feast for us committed? You ought to be committed. Listeners to the Jay Thurber Show. Maybe. It's Rex Garvin with a little something called soul food.
I want some biscuit, a gravy and ham. I want to stop my way to the promised land.
Now what you say?
Big beet and potato salad.
Now what you say?
Well, surely a drive me mad. When I get in that mood now, I said, well, all I want is my soul.
maybe. Well, that's interesting. Hang on a second here.